This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. Children in some schools in Zimbabwe on Tuesday recited the newly introduced National Pledge, which has been widely criticized by locals as ZANU-PF's attempt to allegedly brainwash young people. Some parents refused to send their children to school today in protest against the introduction of the National Pledge. The government says the National Pledge is expected to motivate people to cherish their Zimbabwean identities, but most locals claim that is unconstitutional. Zimbabwean journalists say media freedom and access to information remains a pipe dream in the country, as some laws, regarded by some as draconian, are still intact despite constitutional provisions granting local people a wide spectrum of press and media freedoms. We will give you an update on government's view on human trafficking, as some Zimbabwean women who were abused in Kuwait after being promised jobs by employment agencies but were enslaved in that country are now back home. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host of The Connection, Ntunga Mili Nkomo, and myself will be talking with listeners and experts about the opening of schools in Zimbabwe for the second term amid concerns that reciting the National Pledge is some form of political indoctrination. And are parents able to find money for school fees? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.